Couple of things that I want to mention to you before I start into the sermon. Number one is we're in the process already of replacing these projectors. If you look here, this one's a little bit dimmer than this one. The third projector that we have that's downstairs has already died. And that's why there's a TV on the wall down there so that we can have something downstairs. We are in the process of getting some TVs to put up here, and the projectors will go away. You won't have to listen to the noise right above you there, Roger and Becky. But that also will allow you to better be able to see that. Someone has donated the money for that. So the money is already there for that. We've already started to talk to folks about having them come in and install them for us. So we wanted to let you know about that. That's up and coming. Hopefully the way it will happen is they will get here 1 week, and Sunday you'll see projectors, and the next Sunday you'll see TVs. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. So like I said, someone gave some money for us to update our audio-visual equipment here in the sanctuary. That's not all of it, but we're going to start with the TVs and get those done. Many churches have gone that direction because that's much easier than the projectors nowadays. Just so that you have some kind of concept, when a bulb goes out in a projector, the bulb cost more than buying a new projector. Okay, so that's the way that works. And the TVs will be much easier for us to use and get them all hooked up and everything. So be looking for that coming. The second thing that I want to share with you is kind of a piece of a word that I shared in Principles of Faith this morning. I'm going to be gone for 3 months. I'm going to do my best that you probably won't find me. Okay? Because I need some space and some time to think about the things that I'm working on. As I shared with them in Principles of Faith this morning, most likely on good weather days, my office will be somewhere on the New River Trail. That's 53 miles. If you can come and find me, I'll sit down and talk with you. Other than that, I'm going to be out there working on the two spiritual works that I'm going to be working on. One by Saint Teresa of Avila called The Way of Perfection. The second one by Saint John of the Cross called A Spiritual Canticle. The Spiritual Canticle is a poem, 40 stanzas long, that is very similar to the Song of Solomon in the Bible. It's about a love relationship between a bride and a groom, which stands for what our relationship with God should be like. It is deep and powerful. I have actually been working on that spiritual canticle for over 20 years. What I want to do is take it from being a time of study to a time of experience. So I'm not looking to study much. I'm looking to spend some time, and I'm hoping that I will be able to write a poem about my sabbatical experience and share that with you when I come back. To kind of start that process, when you look at the beacon for this next month, there's a poem there that I wrote for you to think about while I'm gone. And I hope it'll provide some seed and some thought. And here's the challenge I want to bring to you. I know sometimes when the pastor is away, or as they say, when the cat's away, what happens? Here's what I'm asking you to do, and here's my challenge. I want you to do everything you can to go deeper in your relationship in the next 3 months. Everything that you can. Don't hold back. I'm not going to hold back in what I'm doing. Don't hold back in what you're doing. What the pastor church relations team has put together for this sabbatical is that I'm on a journey and you're on a journey. And when those two journeys come back together again, it will provide us an opportunity to go so much deeper. So I challenge you. Don't do status quo in the next 3 months. Don't sit and wait for me to come back. See how far you can go spiritually. That way, when we come back together, that merging of the two paths coming back together will be an enormous project of great depth and great spirit. You have things that we've put in place. Please sign up for the prayer retreat. It's not a whole half day of prayer. It's a day of workshops. It's a day of Kara coming in, Kara English, a pastor in Richmond, coming in and sharing with you. You will love Kara. You will absolutely love her. And what she has to share with you, I think you will find incredibly dynamic. As I've been saying on Wednesday night, here's what I'm going to tell you. You get to go to Laredo for free. You're going to get a free seminar workshop. You're going to get a free book. You're going to get a free lunch. Why would you not go? Okay? I know there's this thing in the world that things that are free may not be worth it. I'd like to pay a little bit. If that's what you want to do, we'll let you pay. Okay? I'll put a dollar amount on it before I leave, and you can pay. That way you feel you got your money's worth. It's all free, folks. It is all free. Sign up. Don't miss out on it. Don't hold back while I'm gone, waiting for me to return. Charge forward and see if you can pass me. That's my challenge I give to you. Charge forward and see if you can pass me. Because I think you can. I think you can. You are people that are able to do that. Our celebration for today is Palm Sunday. I know some of you are like, why did I get this? Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But I want you to understand something about his triumphal entry. He does not come in great power to push that off on people. He made arrangements beforehand. As Jesus approached Jerusalem, he arranged to enter as a gentle and humble servant. A gentle and humble servant. He didn't come to conquest. He didn't come for that. He came to enter as a gentle and a humble servant. That's why he rides a donkey into town. That was the image, that was the symbolism of their day, of someone who was coming gently, someone who was coming humbly. You see, if you came in conquest, you rode into town on a white horse. You rode in on a chariot. You rode in with an army with you. Instead, Jesus rides in very quietly on a donkey. Now, this was not the first time it was done in history. He was not the first one to do that. King David had Solomon come to his anointing as the next king on a donkey. David was on his deathbed. One of his sons was trying to usurp and take over. One was trying to push forward and capture the kingdom in its mind. And David arranged for Solomon. Do you know what Solomon's name means? Solomon's name comes from peace, comfort. Solomon's name means one who brings peace. One who comes in peace. And David had him ride in on a donkey to be anointed, symbolizing what kind of kingdom he would have. Not one of military conquest, but one of humbleness, one of gentleness. And that's how Jesus comes. Jesus comes the same way and says, I come with humbleness. I come with gentleness. It is so wonderful to me that I can sit in the morning face to face with Jesus, and he just is very calming and brings peace and comfort. Not one who comes and says, you didn't get this right, you didn't get this right, you need to change this, and you need to do this, and you didn't do this. Jesus comes with gentleness. Isn't that what we need? Think about your teenage years. I'm guessing some of you had teenage years. Or I'm guessing that some of you raised teenagers at some point in time. And teenagers just love to tell you you're wrong, don't they?
Amen.
At least one brother down here speaks up. And as a parent, I found that being humble and gentle with them oftentimes was more effective than being stern and punishing. Stern and punishing didn't get me anywhere, and it didn't get them anywhere either. But being humble and gentle with them, and that's what Jesus does for us. He comes in a humble and a gentle way. God's kingdom comes with loving service, not as a military force of conquest. That's not how God's kingdom comes. You see, that's where Judas Iscariot got mixed up. He thought that God's kingdom was going to come with a military conquest and was going to throw off the oppressors. But God's kingdom came with love, with gentleness, with humility, with service. I don't particularly like the hymns that talk about us being soldiers. I think it gives the wrong kind of image. Jesus did not come as a soldier. Jesus did not come in a military way. Jesus came with peace and comfort. Now I know, because I made this comment in front of a bunch of pastors a few weeks ago, and one of them spoke up immediately and said, it can't be all about love. We got to tell people the truth too. And I heard that, and I was like, what? It's not about love, anything goes. It's about, I love you so much, this is the way I want you to live. This is the way I want you to go. Because this is what's best for you. That's the kind of love that God's kingdom comes with. Not with a condemning love, not with a military love, not with a love that it says, I love you so much that I'm going to conquer you. It comes with a love that says, I care for you. I love you. I want to be gentle with you. I'm going to be humble with you. So what I want to say is, we should find more ways to bring God's love in silence, or in service, in gentleness, and in humility. We should bring God's love in service to other people, in gentleness to them. Because I've found when you approach people very abruptly, what do? They put up defense works. You're not going to get to me. They start telling you all their excuses. What if we come with gentleness? What if we come with humility? That's how Jesus rode into town that day. I'm going to ask you, are you willing to follow a gentle and humble servant, Lord Jesus? Are you willing to follow a gentle and humble servant, Lord Jesus? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you with an incredible event in Jesus' life as he marches into Jerusalem. But really, in one way, it's not a march. It's a gentle ride on a donkey. And there were some there who understood what it meant. And there were some that were confused. And Lord, help us that we might serve you. And that we might serve as you do, as a gentle, humble, loving servant. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.